Susan Jackson has the news.
Two people have died in a house fire in Cork City. Emergency services were alerted to the fire shortly after 11 o'clock last night. The blaze at a house on Lower Glanmire Road in Mayfield was later brought under control. The bodies of a man in his 80s and a woman in her 70s were recovered from the building. Gardaí have said that more than €25 million was stolen in investment fraud last year. The level of fraud has increased by over 90%. More than double the number of victims have reported incidents of fraud in the first 2 months of this year compared to 2023. Gardaí have today issued a warning to people to be particularly careful when considering potential investments. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
Investment fraud is where criminals pose as investment managers to fool someone into investing money in schemes and projects that don't exist. Gardaí say that criminals are cloning websites and targeting victims through online and social media, promising once-in-a-lifetime opportunities to instantly invest with fast and large financial returns. €25,360,000 was reported stolen last year, almost the same for the previous 2 years' totals combined. In the first 2 months of this year, over 55 people reported investment fraud, over 965 since January 2020. Men are increasingly becoming the victim of this type of fraud. The vast majority are aged over 40. A man in his 60s lost over €300,000. He thought he was investing in a British financial institution. Another in his 70s lost €191,000. And a woman in her 60s lost €50,000 in a fraudulent cryptocurrency investment. Gardaí are now advising people not to disclose personal or bank data, not to click on links, and to take their time and think before investing.
The Israeli cabinet has approved the reopening of the Erez crossing into Gaza and the temporary use of Ashdod port for aid deliveries. The move follows what was described as a tense phone call between the US President Joe Biden and the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. During their conversation, Mr. Biden told Mr. Netanyahu that US support for Israel's conflict with Hamas depended on action to protect civilians and aid workers. Later, the White House issued a statement urging Israel to fully and rapidly open aid routes. At a news conference, John Kirby, the White House National Security Advisor, spelled out what the administration was expecting from the Israeli government.
The president made it clear that our policies with respect to Gaza will be dependent upon our assessment of how well the Israelis make changes and implement changes to make the situation in Gaza better for the Palestinian people.
And how much time are you giving them to make these changes, to implement these concrete steps?
Again, we would hope to see some announcements of changes here in coming hours and days.
The shift in US policy occurred after the deaths of 7 aid workers in Gaza in an Israeli airstrike on Monday. Israel has said the attack was a mistake. The last Irish troops stationed in Syria are due to return home today as the Defence Forces ends its peacekeeping mission in the Golan Heights. More than 130 troops from the 68th Infantry Group are scheduled to arrive into Dublin Airport this afternoon. Irish troops have participated in the United Nations Disengagement Observer Force on the Golan Heights since 2013. Since then, almost 3,000 Irish peacekeeping troops have served with the mission. On this programme, Lieutenant Colonel Conor King, the General Secretary of the Representative Association of Commissioned Officers, said the decision to withdraw was because it was not possible to staff the mission.
We're just finding it impossible to staff two reasonably large overseas missions at the same time. This is due to a failure to retain suitably qualified and experienced personnel over a number of years due to poor policies in terms of HR and retention.
Also on this programme, Cathal Berry, independent TD for Kildare South and former Army Ranger, agreed with Lieutenant Colonel King and said it was unprecedented that Ireland had to pull out of a UN mission because of an inability to staff them.
Missions come and go, and we've left East Timor in the past and Somalia and the Congo and Liberia, but we've never had to leave a mission due to lack of manning staff before. So this isn't by choice, it's been done out of necessity.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Trust Grant to help you on your heating journey with their home heating design service. Visit grant.ie.
Cloudy and blustery today with widespread scattered showers and fresh to strong winds. There'll be sunny spells this afternoon when the showers will become more isolated. Highest temperatures will range from 11 to 15 degrees. And there's a warning that southerly winds will reach gale force 8 this morning and afternoon and again tonight on coastal waters from Mizenhead to Valentia to Slinehead.